Okay, good afternoon. Long time no see. Sorry about that. I'm concerned about election this week. It's not just an election for the United States, but it's an election for the world. Yeah, because the president of the United States is the most powerful, important person on this earth now. So I don't know which is good, but I just pray for God. God, choose better one for every people. You know, not just for not just, you know, when I'm watching the TV news, the people who are on the Hillary side or Mr. Trump's side, they're both thinking about their own country, just thinking of their country. Of course, the President of the United States is the President of the United States. But as I said, he or she is the person who has the most powerful, you know, who runs the soldiers, you know, he or she decide the make the decision which related to not only Japan but also other countries. So I pray. Yeah. I don't know which is okay or good. But you know, at least, but also I believe God can use anybody to show his will, and also God can change the people. Even Saul was changed, Peter was changed, John was changed. The people who in the Bible were changed. This is the theme of my sermon this year. And I'd like to introduce another one who was changed, and one of my favorite, Zacchaeus, Luke chapter 19. This is the sermon I prepared for last Sunday. Last Sunday we had a music guest, Nightly Light, who are the Japanese Christian song group, who are very powerful and have a lot of message to especially young people. I gave my time to them in the Japanese service. I did not have sermon last Sunday morning. So the sermon I prepared for the last Sunday was gone. So I preached here in English. Although I made make the story short and put in the Japanese bulletin. Let me read Luke chapter 19. This is my favorite story since I was a boy. Maybe one of your favorite too. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, He has gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. Let me have more light. Kind of dark here. My eyes getting old, so. Well, let me ask you a question. Why Zacchaeus became a tax collector? Why he became a tax collector? Right? But there are many jobs. What kind of job, tax collector? Bigot. The people hated tax collectors, and they called sinners. Why? The tax collector collect the tax for the Roman Empire from their neighbors, their friends. So the people hate the tax collectors. Why Zacchaeus became a tax collector? Why he chose that job? The people hated the job. People hated Zacchaeus.
Could it be that the Roman government just selected him to do that?
I don't think so. Because what?
Money.
Money? Maybe so. Yeah.
He was bullied, but he was little.
Yeah.
So he wanted to get his revenge.
That's the point. Yeah. 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 That's what I think. Because Luke said he was short. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he was short. Do you know Napoleon complex? Napoleon complex? Napoleon, Frenchman, he was short. Probably he was 5 feet 2 inches, less than 1 meter 60. Yeah. Yeah. He was short. That's how he worked too hard, studied too hard, and wanted to have the power. He wanted to be a big man. The picture, the Napoleon's pictures, have you ever seen the Napoleon picture? On a horse, yeah. No standing picture of Napoleon because he's short. That's why the later psychology said named the Napoleon complex. The people who are short wants to be a big man, wants to be a big woman, and have a power, wants to have an authority. I think this is one of the reasons Zacchaeus became a tax collector. He was short. Of course, when he was young. So the friends were bullying him. Hey, short. Short Zacchaeus. So Zacchaeus thought, you know, he had a very sad day at elementary school. You know, he didn't want to go to school, I think, maybe. By the way, my sister was short, my younger sister. Yeah, you know Mariko. Yeah, she's now okay,
but still short. But when she became the, she entered the elementary school, she was about 10 centimeters shorter than the second one. Of course, she was the very first one, very short. When she put the bag, she was falling back. Yeah. So I was so worried about my sister. She was so short. But fortunately, she was not bullied because of short. But I think Zacchaeus was teased or, you know, bullied because of shortness of him. So he thought like this. Okay, when I become old, I'm getting bigger, and I will betray it. I will revenge them. But when getting old, he was still short. So the friends are getting bigger than them, but Zacchaeus was short. Of course, the Bible does not say so, though. You know, it's my imagination. But probably Zacchaeus chose the job which was hated by everybody to revenge his friends. Because tax collector was the worst job of that time. The worst job. But what the Bible said, Zacchaeus was not just a tax collector. The Bible said he was a chief tax collector. Yeah, boss of the collectors. He worked hard and hard and hard, and he became the chief tax collector. How could he be the chief tax collector? He collected taxes. But if he collected the tax exactly the amount the Roman asked them, he could not make any money. So he took more than the Roman amount, more than the amount, like the $10 from Takako, the Zacchaeus get 12 from her, you know. 15 from, the Roman said, take 15 from Jim, but Zacchaeus goes to and get 20. So they collect the money, 2 from Takako, 5 from Jim. Like that, stuff like that. That's why, you know, Zacchaeus said, if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I'll pay back 4 times. He did. He cheated. Yeah. And everybody knew that. But the people could not say, yeah, you are cheated. You know, why you get 12 from me? The amount was 10. But tax collector said, no, it's 12. If you have any, want to say something, goes to Roman government. You know. They put the Roman government authority on their back, on their shoulder, and make money. And make money, and take monies, you know, and make a lot of money. And the Bible said what? He has a chief tax collector and was wealthy. Wealthy. How come tax collectors became wealthy? Get a lot of money from their neighbors, from his neighbors. Yeah. Cheated. Bad things every day. And he worked so hard and became the chief tax collector. So he used many bad guys and send the bad guys to his town and get the taxes. You know, it's like a boss of gang. Ah, hate him. Ah. But that was his revenge. That's what I think. He was short. Yes, he did his revenge. Yeah. Get a lot of money, make wealthy, you know, make you build a big house. And having good food every day. And count the money every night with the light of candle. Yeah, this is his hobby. However, he lost friends. He lost people. Nobody likes him. No, everybody hated him. That's why when Jesus came to his town, Jericho, Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. What? Why Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus? Another question. Maybe he heard that one of Jesus' disciples was a tax collector. Who? Matthew. Yeah. Even the tax collector had become the disciple of Jesus. That's a good news for him. So he wanted to see Jesus. What kind of guy? So he heard the news that Jesus came to visit his town. He ran out the house, but the people like the yesterday's carp. What do you say? The
parade.
Yes. Yeah, we had 300,000 Hiroshima people just watched the cops shaking hands. Ah. So I don't know this that much, but most of the people come to see Jesus, people in Jericho. So the Zacchaeus ran to the street to see Jesus, but everybody push him out, you know. Hey, Zacchaeus, go out. And they'll show like this. You cannot see Jesus. Zacchaeus short. Wow. I want to see Jesus. I like this story very much. Yeah. Yeah. And all he could see is the hip of others. Yeah. So finally, Zacchaeus found a tree. Oh, that's a tree. If I climb up the tree, I can see Jesus. And Zacchaeus was short. Yeah. So easier than taller people to climb the tree. Yeah. I love climbing tree when I was a boy. Yeah. I love it. But it's not easy to the people have the Jewish clothes, like kimono, you know, not easy. He did not put the pants on it. Yeah. It's tough, but he climbed the tree, the fig tree. If you go to Jericho, there is a tree. Yeah, there's a tree. This Zacchaeus climbed this tree. Yes, it's not true though. Yeah, there's one big fig tree. Yes. Maybe that kind of tree, Zacchaeus tree, climbed up. And Zacchaeus climbed up and what looked down. And Jesus came and close to him, and his heart was, you know. And he saw, oh, that's the guy. And the people around him. Maybe one of the people around Jesus was a tax collector, what he was thinking. And suddenly, and Jesus stood up and said to the Lord, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, how come Jesus knew the name? Zacchaeus. Ah, supernatural? Or ask the people, hey, who's that guy on the tree? This is Zacchaeus, he's a tax collector. We hate him. But something like that. But Jesus said, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. I must. Jesus said so. I must stay. Why I must stay? Jesus doesn't say, I want to stay. He said, I must. I must. Why? He come to see him. He come to save him. That's why Jesus said, I must stay at your house. So he came down at once, like jumped down from the tree and welcomed Jesus gladly at his big house. Wow. And what happened? Verse 8. Oh, but people said, so this began to murmur, he has gone to be the guest of a sinner, the sinner of the town. Jesus became the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, what happened between verse 7 and 8? No explanation. Luke does not say Jesus took an hour or two and explained the kingdom of God and how to repent or something. It's sudden. Just right after be the guest of Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. Right after he accepted Jesus as his guest, which means he opened the gate of his heart. In order to invite somebody, you have to open your door, right? So this is like an image. Zacchaeus accepted Jesus as a guest. Thus, it's not only the house, it's not the physical house, also his spiritual house. He opened his heart to Jesus. And he accepted Jesus, then he was changed. But before I said the conclusion of the story, we have to look back a chapter before, which is chapter 18, verse 18. Let's read chapter 18 to 18. A certain ruler asked him, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good? Jesus answered, no one is good except Jesus, God alone. You know the commandment, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not give false testimony, honor your father and mother. And these I have kept since I was a boy, he said. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, you still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. When he heard this, he became very sad, because he was a man of great wealth. Jesus looked at him and said, how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Wow. Have you ever seen the kind of big needle or small camel? It's impossible. Those who heard this asked, who then can be saved? I want to ask Jesus, who can be saved? Jesus said, replied, what is impossible with man is possible with God. That's what we sung. All things is possible. Then we will see story of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was what? Wealthy. Not just wealthy. He's a tax collector, the sinner, and wealth. It's impossible. It's impossible. Those who are rich, wealthy, to enter the kingdom of God. But Jesus said, that is impossible with men. It is possible with God. So this story of Zacchaeus is the sign of what? Jesus is God. Only Jesus can get the rich, the people who are wealthy, get through the eye of needle, the camel. Zacchaeus stood up and said to Jesus, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I'll pay back four times the amount. Wow. So what happens? His bank account would be nothing. Yeah. Half of the amount, which for charity. Rest, give those who did cheat it. So Zacchaeus became poor. He was free from money. He was free from complex. Because Jesus became his friend. Jesus knew this guy need a friend. Of course, he became the tax collector, maybe because of his complex. Maybe he was short. But when he became rich, chief tax collector, he did not have anybody who became the guest of him. Nobody visited his house. Nobody to have dinner with him. Only money. So once he became the... He completed his revenge. He lost everything. But Jesus knew that. So Jesus was, like I said, get into his heart. Open his heart. Then Zacchaeus was changed. He was wealthy, but he can enter the kingdom of God because Jesus was God. What is impossible with men is possible with God. Jesus can change anybody. Even those who have complex, who have trauma, who have bad, sad past things. Jesus knew. Once you open the door, he became your guest. And Revelation said, once you open the door, I'll enter your heart and have a dinner with you. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful story. Thank you, Lord, when we open our heart, Jesus, you are willing to enter our heart and have a dinner with us. Even though our heart is dirty, full of sin,
bad smell. But for Jesus, it doesn't matter. You said, I must stay. I must stay at your house today. Lord, we open our hearts. Lord, we need you. Be my guest and stay with us and have fellowship with us and change with us and let us free from our complex, free from our sin, free from our everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.